drill, baby, drill, and drill now.
The Gulf Coast region of the United States draws visitors from all over the world. Comprised of Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, the Gulf Coast region is a decidedly different destination that boasts picturesque state parks, challenging golf courses, and Gulf beaches. Alabama invites you to experience captivating NASCAR racing at Talladega Super Speedway and spectacular deep-sea fishing off Dauphin Island and spectacular deep-sea fishing off Dauphin Island and spectacular deep-sea fishing off Dauphin Island. Don't miss out on Mississippi's historic Delta Plantations, pristine Ship Island beaches, pristine Ship Island beaches, pristine Ship Island beaches, and Natchez Trace National Scenic Trail. Come to Louisiana and soak up the jazz on Bourbon Street in New Orleans. Explore breathtaking bayous and relive the 1800s on the Great River Road. Get more out of your Gulf Coast trip by staying at one of our hotels. Your visit to Alabama, Mississippi, or Louisiana will be most enchanting and memorable.
John McCain will bring about the change that will create jobs and prosperity. Let's talk briefly about specifics. Briefly about specifics. John McCain will lead us to energy independence so we can be free of foreign oil. And he'll do it with an all-of-the-above approach, including nuclear power, and yes, offshore oil drilling. And yes, offshore oil drilling. And yes, offshore oil drilling. Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. This is the kind of change. Hey, you guys were ready to break out. Woo! This and a lot more is the kind of change that will create growth, jobs, and prosperity.
What's more natural than water? What's more natural than wildlife? What's more natural than a forest or a single tree? And is any one part of nature more natural than another? Oil is natural. Living things like plankton and trees die and, over time, become petroleum. Much the same way that a gosling grows into a goose. But is a goose in the water any more natural than oil in the water? Something to think about from your friends at BP. Because maybe, sometimes, oil and water do mix.
So today we're announcing the expansion of offshore oil and gas exploration, but in ways that balance the need to harness domestic energy resources and the need to protect America's natural resources. And the need to protect America's natural resources. The need to protect America's natural resources. the need to protect America's natural resources.
Drill, baby, drill. Isn't that what you said? I remember the chill that ran up my spine the first time I heard it. Then came the chanting. Louder, louder. It's frightening. I couldn't imagine that anything more painful would ever fall on my ears. I was wrong. Today, I would give anything to hear your battle cry because your ear-splitting directive has been muffled to an inaudible hum by something far louder, far more painful to hear. Today, the chants from your chorus of oil-hungry followers has been replaced 1,000 times over by the cries and sobs of my neighbors in mourning. Sobbing. Weeping. Gasping for breath. The sounds of hearts breaking. Of lives shattering. It's deafening. I was sitting in a hotel room on a business trip when I heard the first cry, a faint hint at what was to come, a passing news story, or so I thought, an explosion on an oil rig in the Gulf. 11 dead. How terrible. Those poor people. Their poor families. In the days and weeks to follow, the cries got louder and more desperate with each passing day, with each update, with each revelation, with each failed attempt at controlling the hemorrhaging. And today, I sit weeping with my neighbors, inconsolable. We all see the stories, and I can't imagine anyone denying this to be a terrible tragedy. But let me tell you what it feels like. As a Gulf Coast native, it's like standing in the street in front of your childhood home and helplessly watching it burn to the ground. All of your favorite memories diminish to ashes. Only it's not just my home that's burning. It's my family's home, my friends' homes, my coworkers and neighbors. It's the homes of every person I ever went to school with or went to church with or stood behind in line at the grocery store or sat next to at a traffic light on my way to work or on my way to the beach. All these people stand with me hand in hand today, stretched from our sugar-white shores of Florida to the wildlife-rich marshes of Louisiana and beyond. Our weeping has long since drowned out your chanting, and you're still chanting. Despite our pleading and praying, you are still chanting. We are the ones you've referred to as extreme greenies in your self-righteous postings and soundbites. Well, forgive us for knowing a bad thing when we saw it. Forgive us for not believing you in 2008 when you condescendingly told Joe Biden that offshore drilling was safe and environmentally friendly. Forgive us for getting a little angry when still today we hear you defend and even promote the very thing that has stripped us of our homes, our livelihoods, our beautiful, defenseless wildlife. Forgive us if we don't enjoy watching Mother Earth being raped and then spit on as she writhes in pain. Forgive us if we never want to see this happen again, not in our backyard, not in anyone's backyard, not even in yours. Do you remember the sense of pride that came over you as the convention center roared with the voices of thousands chanting, drill, drill, drill? Do you remember the smiles and the fists pumping? Drill, drill, drill. Do you remember the ringing in your ears and the chanting so loud you could feel it in your chest? I'm sure you remember it like it was yesterday. I know I do. My neighbors do too. I remembered it when my niece sadly returned from the beach last week. I remembered your chant because at 3 years old, she knew that was her last trip to the beach before the oil hit. No 3-year-old should understand that. I remember it with every gust of wind that stings my nose. I remember it with every news story, every picture of our dead and dying fish, our suffocating pelicans, every second of live footage from the Gulf floor of our earth bleeding. So don't chant to me. Don't chant to my neighbors. We're busy trying to deal with the brokenness inside of us. We're busy starting over, cleaning up the mess, and picking up the pieces.
Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill. Drill, baby, drill.
Don't you dare, dare chant to us.
Thank you. Oil is the excrement of the devil. El excremento del diablo.
Oil is black blood.
Oil is the blood of the dinosaurs.
This is the bloodstream of the world economy.
Oil is the blood of the earth.
You even called drilling safe, environmentally friendly drilling offshore, as raping the outer continental shelf. There, with new technology, with tiny footprints even on land, it is safe to drill, and we need to do more of that. Look at these sources of energy here in Florida that are still sitting untapped, and we'll tap into them. Along with environmentally friendly offshore production, we do need to drill here and drill now. Now you can chant the drill, baby, drill.
It's pretty much uncanny, all the parallels between the BP spill here and Exxon spill in Alaska. I mean, it started right out with the waivers and the broken promises. I mean, broken promises to the American people. National Environmental Policy Act, that's a mandate. You don't get a waiver from that. Double hull, state-of-the-art vessel traffic control systems, that was all promised by BP. And Exxon and the other companies that were lobbying to open the Trans-Alaska pipeline. All those pre-promises that would have added safety measures for people, for the environment, those were all just tossed to the wayside. So the parallels actually start even before the oil was spilled. And then after the spill, we see the same craziness with underreporting of spills, with waivers, for people, or signing contracts and you'll waive future claims for damages. Sign contracts and you'll waive future claims for your health if you go work out on the cleanup. And this all of this constant effort to minimize the harm that, oh, you know, it's just because it hasn't hit the beaches yet, don't worry about it. And it's like, no. So there's a lot of misleading information. But there's a link here, because the more oil we see dumping into the ocean, we are going to see more money from the oil companies dumped into our political campaigns to elect leaders to try to ignore what's going on down here. So this national coalition is about literally putting people back in charge again, and it's movetoamend.org, like amend the U.S. Constitution to affirm that only human beings, not corporate persons, have constitutional rights. So movetoamend.org.
It is safe to drill, and we need to do more of that. Look at these sources of energy here in Florida that are still sitting untapped, and we'll tap into them. Along with environmentally friendly offshore production, we do need to drill here and drill now. Now you can chant the drill, baby, drill.
This and a lot more is the kind of change that will create growth, jobs, and prosperity.
And spectacular deep-sea fishing off Dauphin Island. Pristine ship island beaches.
This and a lot more is the kind of change that will create growth, jobs, and prosperity.
It is safe to drill, and we need to do more of that. Look at these sources of energy here in Florida that are still sitting untapped, and we'll tap into them. Along with environmentally friendly offshore production.
Drill, baby, drill.